Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we go more in depth into the articles on the website. If you have questions, you can send them in at questions@koabd.com, or you can put them in on the community page. There's a form there at koabd.com or catherinecolleen.com. It all goes to the same place. Check out the studio. You can read more in the observations section and send in your questions. If you'd like to remain anonymous, just let me know. It's a pretty popular choice, and I'll be happy to do so. So we're talking today about impulse versus compelling and how to know the difference. So we talk about as you evolve through the stages, if you're working the roadmap, and going through the cycle of human development and accelerating your evolution, we talk a lot about the importance of listening to your gut is one way to put it, of cultivating this sense of what you are compelled to do and following what you are compelled to do. And that sounds really great, right? You know, we have this innate sense of what we should do next. And we do. Our gut instincts are so good. We don't often cultivate them or give them enough credit, right? We ignore them. How often have you ignored your gut instinct and regretted it? But it's a skill. And, you know, it's a muscle that can be built. Your gut instinct can be tuned and improved over time, but only if you use it, only if you pay attention to it and you actually use it. So, but there's something more nefarious that can sneak in here, and that's impulse. Impulse is compelling's evil twin. So how many times did you buy something last minute, kind of in a rush, and then regret it? Shoot, I've done that. I can't even count the number of times that I had that second glass of wine or ate the pizza or had the cookie and wondered later in massive pain why I did that to myself. So impulse buying is key to the profits of any business, and impulse eating is the bane of every dieter's existence. But how can you tell if what you are pulled to do is an impulse that you'll regret later? You always do, or a compelling from your soul that will lead to the amazing life that you want, right? This is a very divergent path. Impulse is going to take you into a place of regret. Compelling is going to take you to a place of gratitude and joy and amazing things. So let's start by breaking down the types of things that you might want to do. You might want to buy something or invest in something, which is different. Investing in something is when you spend money to make money. You might want to eat or drink something. You might want to spend time with someone. You might want to walk over and meet someone, or you might want to leave a relationship. You might want to marry someone or have kids or get a pet. All kinds of things that you might want to do. And now, if we categorize it, this might help make it more sense. So some things never hurt. Some things never hurt, right? They never have a downside. It never hurts to meet people. It never hurts to eat your veggies. It never hurts to try a new healthy food or a lifestyle or a new workout. Well, carefully, obviously. And so for desires that have no downside, I wouldn't worry too much about is this compelling or is this impulse. Give it a go. Meet that person, you know, eat your veggies, try a new workout, because it couldn't hurt. And then there are other things that are always a bad idea, right? Spending money that you do not have is always a bad idea. Taking on debt is always a bad idea. Eating something you're allergic to, or eating an unhealthy food, or having that one drink beyond your limit, always a bad idea. Seeing that toxic person again, always a bad idea. marrying someone that you're not on the same page with on the major F's, you know them, family, finance, freedom, and fooling around. If you're not on the same page, marrying that person is always a bad idea. And anything else that you know good and well is not good for you is always a bad idea. Now, that's not to say you shouldn't live a little and enjoy life. But there's a difference between enjoying life and self-sabotage. Have the beautiful wine, but don't overdo it. Right? Have a taste of that dessert. Have a whole dessert. Did you earn that in the gym this week? Right? It's always that there's always a balance. You can live and enjoy life, but not sabotage your goals. And so for these things that are always a bad idea, the answer is to get some self-control and don't do it. You know when you're thinking about it, if it's one of these things or not. So get a little self-control, practice that. That's a muscle you can build as well. And just don't do it. Be an adult and delay that supposed satisfaction, because it's not actually going to bring you satisfaction. It's going to bring you regret. And you know, because you've probably done it before. And then there's that gray area in between. Let's suppose you feel driven to do something that's not obviously bad for you, is not obviously good for you. You couldn't say it wouldn't hurt. It might hurt if you get it wrong, but you can't say it would definitely hurt you. This is the tough spot. So when something is not obviously a good idea and not obviously a bad idea, you might wonder if the universe is compelling you or if it's just an impulse. And so here are the things that I look for. Number one, first and foremost, if you are in a hurry to do it, whatever it is an emotionally driven impulse and you need to stop. And you need to examine what emotions are driving you and why. In other words, don't do it. But examine why you want to do it, because there is something really fruitful in that examination. So if you're in a hurry, stop. This is an emotionally based impulse and you need to not do it. But you do need to sit there and examine what's really going on. So I'll give you an example. If you're in a big hurry to marry this person, you need to stop and you need to ask yourself why you're in such a rush. Is there a good financial reason for this rush? Maybe, usually not. There's an emotional reason for this rush. What are you expecting them to be for you? And that's a red flag right there. Why are you so attached? Expectation, attachment, all very, very bad things. You need to stop and sit back and think about it. Let's say you want to buy that car. I'm going to buy that car. I'm going to go into debt to get it. Don't do it. Always debt, always a bad idea. But if you're in a really big hurry to get that car, even if you're going to pay cash for it, and you're just in a huge hurry, and you don't have a really good reason, like my current one is broken down and I really need some way to get to work tomorrow. If you don't have a good reason like that, then there's probably an emotional reason. There's something that you expect this car to be for you. Do you see the pattern here? Expectation and attachment. So when you're in a big hurry, you need to examine your expectations and your attachments. So that's the first thing that I look for. Secondly, if it involves spending money, it is rarely a compelling. It is usually an impulse. 95% of the time, it's impulse. It's not compelling. Wait a day, wait a week, wait a month, or even a year and see how you feel. If you still feel like you want to spend the money, then you know, maybe there's something to it. But I've rarely seen the universe compel people to spend money. And even then, only in small amounts as compared to their network, their net worth. Usually, if it's a compelling, it's because the amount that you're spending is relatively small. It's an amount that if you took it out in the street and burned it, it wouldn't really affect you. Well, it wouldn't affect your life or your plans. But if you feel compelled to spend large amounts of money, that is not compelling. That is impulse. And there may be a better way. So the universe will never compel you to go into debt, period. But sometimes you could be compelled to spend a little bit of money. But really examine that amount and what's going on there. So compelling tends to look like making that phone call or having that conversation or taking that trip, as long as it's not too expensive, or talking to that new person or making that elevator before the doors close or going to that meeting or not going to that meeting or staying out of that park or taking a different route. That's what compelling tends to look like. Impulse tends to look like spending large amounts of money in a hurry, taking on debt, anything rushed, eating badly, not getting that workout, and other acts of self-sabotage, or just good old-fashioned laziness. The result of impulse tends to be a sabotage of your path. It does not forward you. It's actually going to make you take a few steps backwards on your journey, whereas compelling accelerates you on your journey. And that's why we really want to make sure that we recognize these two things. So think of something that you feel compelled to do right now. Is it really compelling? Now that maybe you can spot the difference? That's an important question. I'll give you a great example. New iPads came out. I want one. I'm not beyond being a tech geek, and I love me some new technology. I want one. I do, absolutely. And I can give you a bunch of reasons why I should get one. Because when I'm traveling full time, in the near future, then that's going to be good. My kit needs to be a lot lighter and more portable. I need to get down to living out of a backpack, and this would be a good idea. And then I wouldn't need to have three devices. I wouldn't need the laptop anymore. All the things, all the justifications, right, that we run through to justify these things to ourselves. But in my gut, I knew this was an impulse, not a compelling. Why? Because I also need a new roof on my house right now. And a new roof costs a lot of money. And right now I'm busy being a grown-up, delaying my satisfaction and saving up for a new roof. And only after I get the new roof, then I can get the new iPad. And that's the right way to do it. Why? Because it's important to have a roof over your head before you have electronics underneath it. But really it comes down to being connected to your money and being connected to yourself so that you can then recognize what is an impulse and what is true compelling. All right. That's enough to think about for today. If you have questions, you can send them into questions@koabd.com, or you can send them in on the community page at the website. You can either go to koabd.com or katherinecolleen.com. They all go to the same place. They go to the studio. Check out the articles, check out the podcast, check out the art and all the fun stuff that I'm up to, and the music, of course. And let me know how I can help you, because I am on a mission to accelerate your self-development towards a more integrated life and a complete connection to every aspect of yourself and your life. So thanks for joining me today. Let me know how I can help. And we will see you next time. As always, Purna Asati.